Eila hadvarim. Okay, we start off with a remez. The trap on Eila dvarim is a munach revi. Dvarim is a revi. A remez that hadvarim is the fifth sefer, and we already have munach revi. We already have the four svarim lying in front of us. Bereishis shmais v'yikra by midbar. Eila dvarim after we have the fourth svarim in front of us. Eila hadvarim. We start the fifth sefer. We start the chumash of dvarim. Eila hadvarim shadibim Moshe kol Yisrael be'eva yardi. Everybody is familiar with the first pasuk. These are the words that Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael, Bamidbar, Barava, Molsuf, Ben Paron, Ben Teufel, Belavon, Bachatzeres, Bizov. And Rashi tells us that these are all remozim. These don't necessarily refer specifically to places, but Moshe Rabbeinu gave Musar to Bnei Yisrael, and he gave Musar derech remez not to embarrass anybody, he gave Musar with a hint. Arava refers to the Egel, I'm sorry, Baal Pa'or refers to the Chet of Baal Pa'or. Molsuf refers to the Yamsuf, the Sindari Yamsuf, when they said, Hamibli and Kvarm aren't any graves in Mitzrayim, why did Hashem take us out? Paran and Teufel refer to the Mon, they complained about the Mon. Dizahab refers to the Egel, Chatzeros refers to the Ma'isav Kairach, and so on and so on. These are all remozim to places, to events that happened, and Moshe gave Musar B'derech Remez as a hint. I just saw Ha'orat that brought down, that if you look at the first pasuk in every one of the chumashim in Chumash Bereishis, Shemayis, Ba'ikra B'midbar Dvarim, and you look at Rashi, every single Rashi in the first pasuk says that the pasuk is teaching us either about the kavod of Bnei Yisrael, the chiba of Bnei Yisrael, the love that Hashem has for Bnei Yisrael. If you look at the first pasuk in Bereishis, Bereishis Baruch Elokim, Eis HaShemayim Eis HaAretz, and Rashi brings down and says that really the Torah should have started with the first mitzvah. The first mitzvah is Achadish Hazeh Lachem, Rashi's boy. Why does it start from Bereishis? In order to protect Klal Yisrael. So Asid, when the Umos HaOlam come and they say to Klal Yisrael, who are you to take away Eretz Yisrael from us? We were here. They'll answer back, Koyach Nasav Higidu Amoy, L'Sei Salam Nachas Goyim, that Hashem created the world, and Hashem can give the land to whoever he wants, and Hashem chose to give out Yisrael to us. So in the first pasuk, we already have a remez for the special relationship that Hashem has with Bnei Yisrael. Beginning of Parshas Shemois, V'eila Shemois Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi tells us that even though we already counted Bnei Yisrael while they were alive, Afal pi shemonam b'chayayen, b'shemoisam by the names, chazo umonam b'misason, the Torah counts them again after the Misa, to let us know the love that Hashem has to Bnei Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael compared to stars, and Hashem counts and knows every star by name. Again, Chiba Bnei Yisrael. Vayikra, Vayikra Moshe. And Rashi tells us, Vayikra is a Lashon Chiba, that Hashem called to Moshe. Hashem spoke to the Nevi'im, all with a Lashon of Chiba, a Lashon of love for Bnei Yisrael. Roshan Shemalachi Hashores Mishtamshin Boy. Vayikra Kri as a Roshan the Malachim use. Like it says, Vikoro Zel Zer Viomar. But the Goyim, it says, Hashem revealed the Roshan Arai. Vayikor Elokim El Bilam. Hashem chanced upon Bilam, met Bilam. But by Klal Yisrael, Vayikra El Moshe. To let us know the Chibo, the love that Hashem has for Bnei Yisrael. Parshas Bamidbar starts off. Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe, Bamidbar Sinai Boy El Moed. And the first Rashi, mitoich chibas on lefanov, because Hashem's love for Bnei Yisrael, moino oison kol shah. Hashem counts Bnei Yisrael all the time. When they left Mitzrayim, when they fell by the ego, when Hashem came to rest the Shechina, when the Mishkan was put up, and so on, Hashem counts Bnei Yisrael. Again, loidia chibas on shah Yisrael. And again, in Pashas Devarim, in the very first pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu does not give Musar directly, openly, but b'derech remez. And Rashi tells us it's done in a kabbalistic way, in an respectful way, in order not to go ahead and embarrass anybody. The first Rashi, Divrei Teichachos, or Monakan. The Torah here mentions all the Teichachos and all the places that Klal Yisrael angered Hashem. Lefichach Sosa Mesavam. Therefore, the Torah covers it over, hides it. This Kiran mentions it beremez, bepnei kvaidon shal Yisrael, kovn Yisrael. Every one of the five chumashim starts off with the kavod, the chashivus, the chavivus of Bnei Yisrael to show us how chavod Bnei Yisrael are before Hashem. when it comes to giving Musar, so the Sfarim bring down that the Dvarim is a Musar Sefer. Sefer Dvarim is a Musar Sefer. And there were many that used to learn Sefer Dvarim as their Musar Sefer. Because Dvarim is a Musar that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Bnei Yisrael after the 40 years in the Midbar. And I think if Tzaddik brings down that the reason why Dvarim is effective as a Musar Sefer is because these are the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Eila had Dvarim HaShadim B'Moshe. These are Moshe's own words. Moshe spoke. It's a person to person. It's not Hashem, so to speak, speaking to us. It's just person to person. Personal Musar. Moshe gave Bnei Yisrael personal Musa, person to person. When a person speaks to somebody else, gives them Musa. On a personal level, it's more effective than learning it from somewhere else. The Shira Kodesh brings down, we mentioned this many times, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perektes, Pasukhes, Atachiach Leitz, Penis Ne'eko. Don't give Musa to a Leitz, he might hate you for it. But, Achecho Chacham, give Musa to a Chacham, V'yavecha who love you for it. So a person has to know when he gives Musar whom he's speaking to. A Leitz won't appreciate it. A Leitz will hate him for it. A Chacham will love him for it. The Shura teaches the Pasuk a little bit differently. It says the Shura Kadosh. The Pasuk is teaching us, Shura Memach is teaching us how to give Musar to somebody. When you give somebody Musar, Al Tachiach Leitz. Don't give him Musar and call him a Leitz. Tell him he's no good. He's a Rasha. Penis Ne'eka. That's not going to work. He's going to hate you for it. He's not going to change his ways. You want to have somebody change their ways. You want to be able to reach a person. Give him Musa. Tell him he's a Chacham. Tell him he's a good person. Tell him he's a smart person. Tell him what he's doing is pasnish for him. It's below his level. He's above this. For that alone. That a person could relate to. When you give somebody Musa, build a person up. Don't knock a person down. If you try to knock a person down, Penis Ne'eka. He'll end up hating you for it. Give somebody Musa, build them up. Show them how choshev he is. Show them how kadosh he is. Build a person up. And there are many stories set over to illustrate this point. One of the many stories set over, the famous story with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Baal Shem was once in a certain town, and he went to the Beis HaKnesses, to Davin, Mincha Mayriv, and a Magid gets up to speak. A Magid came to town, and he gets up to speak, and he starts giving the town people Musa. And the Magid spoke very harshly, very strict, fire and brimstone, and he gave very harsh musa. In the middle of the drasha, Baal Shem Tov picks himself up and he walks out. Baal Shem Tov walks out, everybody else follows, and the drasha is over. Drasha is over. Very short drasha, the Magid never had a chance to finish. Later on, the Magid comes to Baal Shem Tov and he asks him, why did you walk out? You took away my parnasa. This is how I earn a living. I go around from town to town. I find out what the people need tikkunin, and I preach, and I give musa. By your walking out, the whole drasha was over. Baal Shem Tov says to him, what right do you have to go ahead and to speak Lashon Hara about Bnei Yisrael? How could you go ahead and speak Lashon Hara and say that Bnei Yisrael do terrible avers? Do you know how choshev a yid is in the eyes of Hashem? He says, do you know how choshev it is? The Yid is working the whole day. He's working, and suddenly at the end of the day, he realizes, oh, I forgot to daven mincha. And he runs with his last ounce of kayach, and he runs to shul, to chapa mincha, before the end of the day. You know how choshev that mincha is in Shemayim? The malachim in Shemayim tremble and shake from that mincha. To us, it would seem, oh, he chapa mincha, and Shemayim, they tremble from that mincha. A Yid who goes ahead and is able to drop his daily activities, he's able to drop what he's doing, suddenly, to run to do a mitzvah, is so choshev. How can you speak bad about Bnei Yisrael? Every mitzvah that a Yid does, every chesed that a Yid does, is so choshev. We have the Gemara on Shabbos, Lamed Gimel, Namshim Menichai and his son, Gaza, came out of the cave. At first, they couldn't understand how people are wasting their time in this world. And the Gemara tells us, they saw a person running Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemashas. Otot, imagine a person running right before Shkia Shabbos, they saw a Yid running, holding two bundles of Hadassim. Two bundles of Hadassim. And they asked him, why two bundles? And he said, we'll cover Shabbos. One keneged Zachar, and one keneged Shomer. One for Zachar, Siyamu Shabbos Akachnoi, and one for Shomer, Siyamu Shabbos Akachnoi. And Reb Shimon ben Yochai said, Kama chavivin mitzvahs al Yisrael. Look how beloved are mitzvahs to Yisrael. He's running the last second to bring Hadassim to cover Shabbos. Every mitzvah that a Yid does is so choshev. How can you go ahead and speak Lashon Hara against the Yid. Unfortunately, we don't always appreciate it. We think, doesn't matter, another mitzvah, another little action that we do, but every mitzvah, every little chesed that a person does, adds up. Just sort of a cute little story. Comes to give me Musa. Musa, sometimes, without even saying a word, or by being quiet, sometimes accomplishes a lot. Whether it's a true story or not, I don't know. But the story goes like this. In Eretz Yisrael, bus is traveling, and after a long day, people get on the bus, and every seat is taken on the bus. There's not a seat left on the bus. Every seat's taken. The next stop, a lady who's Mubera, a pregnant lady, gets on the bus, and she's obviously near the ninth month, and nobody stands up to give her a seat. And the lady is standing, and everybody, I guess, they were tired. It's after a hard day, no one paid any attention, nobody stood up. The bus driver starts driving, and he looks in the mirror, and he sees the lady still standing. Stops the bus, he stands up, and he says to the lady, you can have my seat. You can have my seat.
That's great.
You can have my seat. Okay. I think he accomplished a lot more with that than saying, isn't anybody going to stand up for her? Sometimes, when you give Musa, you have to know how to do it. You give Musa sometimes with a smile, it accomplishes a lot more than coming across very smooth. The Mar B'Shemesh brings down that there are two lessons here, how to give somebody Musa. So the first lesson is not to embarrass a person. You give somebody Musa, don't embarrass him. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke with Derech Remez, it didn't embarrass anybody. When you give somebody Musa, be very careful not to embarrass a person. And the second lesson, when you give somebody Musa, is when you give somebody Musa, never to embarrass a person, and also you have to try to say before Hashem that Be'emes people are good. You have to justify, you have to defend Bnei Yisrael in front of Hashem. You might speak about a very person did, but you have to say to Hashem, look, Bnei Yisrael are really good people. You have to defend Bnei Yisrael in front of Hashem. And that's Be'emes, what's brought down, that the Dizohov, Moshe Rabbeinu said, he was referring to the Chet HaEgel, and he called the Chet HaEgel the Dizohov. And it's Gemara in Brachas. And the Gemara brings down in Brachas, Amri Dever Rabbi Yanai. Says the Yeshiva Rabbi Yanai. Gemara in Brachas, I think it's Chamed Beis. The Gemara brings down, Amri Dever Rabbi Yanai. Kach Oma Moshe Lofnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So said Moshe in front of Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam. B'shvil Kesef Zohov. She'eshpat Lehem U'Yisrael. Because of all the gold and all the silver that you gave generously to Bnei Yisrael, Achiyem Rudai. Bnei Yisrael said it's enough. They had so much gold and silver after leaving Mitzrayim. Hugaram sha'asa es ha'egel. That caused them to make the egel. So, the Dizahav, Moshe Rabbeinu, with those words, covered up the Avera. He didn't embarrass anybody. And he also defended the Bnei Yisrael, in a sense, before Hashem, by saying, with Dizahav, Rabbanu Shalom, it's a little bit your fault. You gave them so much gold and silver. What should they do? They ended up sinning. The Ein Yaakov asks Akasha. She'eshpat lahem, that you gave them? Did Bnei Yisrael take the gold and silver they left Mitzrayim? Forget. Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time getting them to leave. They were taking the gold and the silver. So why does the very Rabbi Yanai say, the gold that you are sheshpata them, you generously gave them? It wasn't sheshpata. They took it by themselves. What kind of a defense was it if they took the gold and the silver by themselves? And the Ein Yaakov says, beautiful. Look back at the Gemara on Brachas Daf Tes and Aleph. And the same Dever Rabbi Yanai on Daf Tes, the Gemara quotes a different memra from the Dever Rabbi Yanai. Amri Dever Rabbi Yanai. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, B'vakosh M'mcho, I beg of you, Leich Be'emel Lehem L'Yisrael. Go and say to Bnei Yisrael that they should borrow from Mitzrayim and take from Mitzrayim the silver and the gold. And Bnei Yisrael answered back, Halavai, we should just go out of Mitzrayim. And the Dever Rabbi Yanai gives his famous marshal, somebody's in prison, somebody's locked up. And they tell him, tomorrow we're going to free you, and we're going to give you presents tomorrow. What does the prisoner answer? Be Melchul, the presents, free me today. Take me out today. But Bnei Yisrael said to Moshe, forget about the Rechush Gadol. Let's go out today. And Hashem told Moshe, no. I made a promise to Avraham Avinu. Dar ben Noah ba'oznei ha'om. Speak to the people and tell them to take, they have to go and take the gold and the silver. So it turns out, based on that, the Rebbe Yanai, that all the gold and the silver they took was only because of the bakasha that Hashem asked them. The Meila, Moshe used that later on in defense of Bnei Yisrael, Sheshpat Elohim. You influenced them, you generously gave them gold and silver, Ribbono Shel Olam, you can't hold it against them. When you give somebody Musa, you have to look for the good in the person. You can't look, it's not Lahashmid or Lahari out to destroy, you have to look for the good in the person. A person who gives Musa with a smile softly accomplishes a lot more than somebody comes across very strong. In Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed, the Pasuk says, Hashem Elokeichem, Ha'halech Lefneichem, Hu Yilachim Lachem. Hashem goes in front of you, and Hashem fights for you. Hashem fought Muhammad for us. We know those Muhammad that Klal Yisrael were tzaddikim, done tshuva, Hashem fought the Muhammad for us, and we won. And those Muhammad where Hashem was not with us, unfortunately, we did not win. Hashem fights our Muhammad for us. We fight Muhammad for Hashem also. We fight Muhammad with the Yetzer Hara. We fight a war in this world also. We fight for Hashem. Hashem fights for us. Chofetz Chaim is famous story. Chofetz Chaim says over. He said it's over. There was a baker. Chofetz Chaim went over to the baker. It was before the First World War. And Chofetz Chaim asked the baker, how's Parnasa? How's business? And the baker said, oh, what a shver Parnasa I have. What a difficult job I have. It's waking up very early in the morning and baking, and the customers complain, the roll's not round, the bread, the loaf of bread is not, didn't rise enough, and I can't buy this one, and that cake is not right. Everyone has a complaint, it's not baked completely. At the end of the day, I have so much left over, I have to sell it for a cheaper price. It's very difficult to make up parnasa. The war breaks out. The same baker, Chofetz Chaim, asks him during the war, how's parnasa? How's parnasa? And the baker answers, Gevaldik, Parnassah is great, because during the war, nobody complains. Everybody takes whatever they can get. Whatever they can get. The rolls aren't perfectly round, the bread didn't rise, the cake's not, doesn't matter, because during the Muhammad, there's a shortage, everybody takes whatever they can get. Says the Chofetz Chaim. Same is true in our day and age. A person should say to himself, I don't have to be perfect. We try. I don't have to be perfect. Any mitzvah that I do, no matter how I do it, it's a Shas Mochama. There's a big war going on. The Yetzirah, Kfira, the Goyim have a big Kayach outside. There's a big war going on. And we have to try our best to fight back against the Yetzirah and the influences of the world. You're right, my roles might not be perfect. My bread might not be perfect. But I have to try to fight back. And I have to try to fight back with what I have. You're right. First by Mechaj, by my Davni, I'm thinking, I'm busy with other things. I can't die. Wrong. Every mitzvah that a person does, it might be half-baked. It might not be fully baked, but every mitzvah that a person does, every chesed a person does, every word that a person learns, I can't learn, I'm tired. Try anyway, so what? Doesn't have to be when you're fully awake. Try. Someone asked the Chassam Sofer and he said, what should I do? I don't have a cheshek to learn. I have no desire to learn. And the Chassam Sofer answered him, so learn without a cheshek. Learn without a desire. But learn. Don't make cheshbonis. I'm sitting a Shas Muhammad against the Yetzer Hara. We have every excuse in the book. Every excuse in the book exists. And we have every reason to give up sometimes. Just the opposite. It's half-baked. Our learning might be half-baked sometimes. So what? It's a Shas Muhammad. Shas Muhammad, we have to give whatever we have. And the more we fight against the Yitzhar, we fight for the honor of Hashem. Hashem defends us. We're holding Shabbos Chazoyim. This week is the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. Actually, this year, it is Tisha B'Av itself falls out on Shabbos. Chazoyim Yishayol, the Avtaira. And we're all familiar with the famous Gemara in Masechta Gittin, Kamsa Bar Kamsa. What happens by the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa? We all know the story very fast. Hahu Gavra, he makes a party, he tells the Gabbai to go invite his friend, he invites the wrong person, and he comes to the party and he sees the wrong person is by the party. And he says to him, Kum, get up, Puk, get out. What are you doing here? Get out. So what does Bar Kamsa say? He says, please, let me stay, I'll pay for what I eat. I'll pay for what I eat, let me stay. Kum, puk, get up and get out.
Don't embarrass me.
Bar Kamsa says, I'll pay for half the suda. I'll pay for half of the party. Kum, puk, get up and get out. I'll pay for the whole suda. What better offer could a person ask for? I'll pay for the whole wedding, I'll pay for everything, it's all paid for. Kum, puk, get up and get out. Asuhu, he takes him, bafku, and he throws him out. And the Gemara uses a very powerful Lashon. Gemara uses the Lashon, Bar Kamsa said, Kevon the Rabbanon Yosef v'loy michubei. Since the Rabbanon was sitting there, they didn't protest. Shmami no de nichubei. Weiss dois that they agreed. That they agreed with what was done. And Shimon thrown out. And he went. He told Lashon Hara. He went to the Kesa. And it ultimately leads to the Churban. The Ezel Yos is over. Beautiful insight. I believe he said this over in the past. I heard this from Avram Shaw years ago. Ezel Yos is over a beautiful, beautiful pshat. And he said, at that time, it was a time before the Churban. And Klal Yisrael was being judged in Shemayim, what should happen to them. Should there be a Churban or not? There's Din, and there's a Fnimashu Asadin. And sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu treats Klal Yisrael with the extra mile. He asks for Fnimashu Asadin. There was a judgment in Shemayim, should there be a Churban or not? And Hashem said, the Bezal Shemayim said, you know what? Let the Rabbanon of the generation decide if we should act Al Pidin, or we should act with Fnimashu Asadin. Let's see how the Rabbanon of that generation behave. How did they act? So the story about Kamsa comes about. Al Pidin, the Balabos was right. It's his party. He's the Balabos. You have no right to be here. Come, get up. Puk, leave. But there's a Nimashir Asadin. The Rabbanon could have said to him, you're right, Al Pidin, that he has to leave. But if Nimashir Asadin, it was a mistake. Let him stay. He's offering to pay. He's not harming you in any way. Stay. And the Rabbanon were quiet. The Rabbanon didn't say a word. They let Din rule over. Instead of doing Ufnim Mishur Sadin, they let the Din take over. And that's the Gemara's Lashon. Kevan the Rabbanon Yosef Uloi Michamei. Since the Rabbanon sat and they didn't protest, Shmamina the Nichalei. Vice versa, they agree. And they just paskin. The Rabbanon, by sitting here and not stopping the Din, just paskin that this generation, how are we being treated? With Din. And not with Ufnim Mishur Asadin. And at that time in Shemayim, they paskin, if that's how the Rabbanon of that generation behaved, Al Pidin, that's how the Bezim Shemayim are paskined, Al Pidin, not Ufnim Mishur Asadin, and ultimately it led to the Churban. Which treated me the Kineged Mida. The way we behave is the way others treat us, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us. Mida Kineged Mida. That's a Metzias in the world. Mida Kineged Mida. The way a person behaves, that's the way he's treated min hashamayim. A person who treats others with rachmanis, he's treated that way. A person who does not treat others with rachmanis, he's not treated that way. Befrat, it comes now the 9 days, we're holding already Ches Av, Tisha B'Av is around the corner. Sinas Chinam brought about the Churban, the Tikkun is Avas Chinam, to go ahead and to love somebody else. Everybody needs a little chizik, everybody needs a little chesed, everybody needs a little chizik in one way or another. For no reason at all, be mechazik somebody, go and help somebody out, and meet the connected meet the way we treat others. If we act towards the others, l'fnim mishur asadin, Kodesh Baruch Hu will act to us l'fnim mishur asadin. And in today's day and age, we need l'fnim mishur asadin, everybody on a personal level, Klal Yisrael as a whole, the chlal v'prat, we need l'fnim mishur asadin. But the way to be zeichet l'fnim mishur asadin is if we ourselves act l'fnim mishur asadin. Be meichel, let it go, l'fnim mishur asadin. And Mr. Shem, Mishitaka, be zeichet, Kodesh Baruch Hu, should take Tisha B'Av, Karlai Maya, turn it into a Yom Tov, Shmi Zaycheh this year, to see Mashiach Zakeinu, Meher V'Yemeinu, Amen.
Amen.